This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Sharmila and Arvin. We've got a pretty exciting week for you. I know I always say that, but this week in particular, we are starting the throwback with one of truly my all-time favorite movies with one of my all-time favorite heroes. We're going back 40 years, way to make everyone feel old, to 1981, and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So 40 years almost to the week, really, because this week is the anniversary of Raiders of the Lost Ark coming out, the introduction of Indiana Jones to the world, as it were. Actually, it surprised me to realize that this film isn't called Indiana Jones at all. It's just called Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's after that that they started tagging on his name. This was a very interesting rewatch for me because in many ways, so many of the tropes and the storylines and the plot points aren't really of this time. And I'm very curious to know what you guys felt rewatching it, because for me, it's been a big gap. I've watched the others much more often than I've watched Raiders. There's a lot of interesting sort of today's lens, 40 years ago lens that comes up for me.
So I'm trying to think of a proper way to sort of describe Indiana Jones like in a nutshell. But every word that I can think of sounds like an understatement. So I'm thinking of like pop culture icon sounds like an understatement. Pop culture phenomenon sounds like an understatement. Because my introduction to Indiana Jones wasn't the movies at all. Like I started playing the video game first. So there was like this top view puzzle solving game. And then maybe close to 20 years after the movie came out, I watched it for the first time, but I always knew of Indiana Jones. So it's fun throwing back to this film. But for me, like personally, it's throwing back to a time when Indiana Jones was already an old movie, like almost 20 years old by the time I watched it for the first time.
I didn't start with Raiders of the Lost Ark for Indiana Jones. So I started with Temple of Doom.
Same.
I went up to Last Crusade and then I worked my way back to Raiders. So for the longest time, Raiders was for me the lesser of the trilogy, which is strange because I know that for many people it's their favorite. But because there's a gap, right, in effects from 1981 and Tunisia to 1989 and Jordan. And, you know, so I think that there is this sort of visual gap. The movies themselves go on a journey in terms of what they can do with effects. They go on a journey in terms of what they could do with the character. And so because of that, when I watched Raiders for the first time, I was like, I don't get it. What is the big deal? Sure, Nazis. Yeah, fine. But, you know, what else? And so in some ways, I think, Sharmila, that we might be the reverse, because the first time I watched Raiders, I didn't love it so much. And it was on subsequent rewatches that I was like, okay, I get why this guy, this character then went on to become the whip-cracking, wise-cracking, you know, hat-wearing Indiana Jones that he became.
So I must say that I love Indiana Jones in this film. I'll start off by saying that, because if you want an introduction to Indy, this is the film to watch. I love the contrast between nerdy, bespectacled professor writing on a chalkboard to like whip-cracking, fedora-wearing, leaping across like canyons, archaeologist. I love how great Harrison Ford is in this role. If you know later day Harrison Ford and sort of grizzled, grumpy Harrison Ford, watching him in this one, he's so charming and so delightful. I think you immediately understand why he became a hero. That said, I realized I'd forgotten a lot of the rest of the film and it didn't work as well for me this time. And I was a little sad. It made me a little sad that I found myself tuning out at some points. I found myself getting annoyed with particularly the way the female character was. And I'm like, no, stop being this person. Stop being an adult, Sharmila. Enjoy this film for what it is. But I can't. And I don't know whether I happily rewatch this again. which I feel really sad about saying.
So that's what I wanted to ask. Like, who is Indiana Jones for? Like, is it a kid's character or is it like a character for like grown up? Because there is a lot of, there's no violence in the film, but there's a lot of gore in the film, and which is very like normal for movies in the like the early 80s, right? So there's a bit of horror. There's some imagery that would never make it into like a family friendly film today. And I also don't know if the movie is sort of like made like a live action cartoon, because a lot of the stuff doesn't make sense. But somehow things work out, and you know, people manage to bounce back from like severe injuries that shouldn't happen in a live action thing. It feels like he was designed for kids or people growing up. He looks like a childhood hero. I also wanted to say that this time around, I seem to like the movie a lot more than when I watched it previously, which was about maybe 7-8 years ago. For some reason, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Exactly the same for me. I also enjoyed it more. I also watched it last time about a decade ago. And I think that the great thing about Indiana Jones and the weird thing about Indiana Jones is that he is made for the child within the adult. I think that that's the answer, right? He's made for adults to watch and enjoy, because there's like some adult scenes, there's, you know, some intimacy, there's some violence, there's all that stuff. But he's modeled after the kind of heroes we would have enjoyed as children. Whose weapon is a whip? Like, who decides that?
Why does an archaeologist even have a whip?
And like, why? The fedora is not the most useful of hats. I mean, think about it, right? A wide brim, something more rational. Anyway, he's very cool. And the thing about him is that he's cool in a way that as adults, again, we're like, oh, I don't know about this. But for the child within, it's just so exciting to see this guy run off into the forests, always get his way, just be like a very, very capable human being. And so when it was first created, Steven Spielberg, Lawrence Kasdan, George Lucas, the thing that they were talking about was they wanted to do like a serialized movie. They wanted to throw back to those sorts of old movie series. And I think that's why he is the way he is. And it's also why he's permanently nostalgic, because even when it was made in the 80s, it was set in the 30s, 40s.
Discovering things, finding the things that we don't understand, the adventures, it's all really, really exciting. But I think for me with Raiders, what I realized this time around is that there is no real plot. The plot is like 15 minutes worth of plot, but stretched out over like 5 different set pieces.
It's just him versus Nazis.
It is really. And even the sort of the thing that they're going after, which is the Ark of the Covenant, it doesn't feel like it's that much of a quest either. So I suppose what I came away with this watch was that it's entirely built on his force of personality, which isn't a bad thing. It's just that after maybe the fifth time someone messes up and he has to rescue someone again, I'm like, okay, I know what's going to happen and I know that this is going to work out fine. And this is starting to feel a little long for me.
You know what no one talks about though? Like when you mentioned about him like rescuing people again and again, no one talks about the fact that he is like a superhero without superhero powers or like superpowers. He's such a nerd when he's teaching, like when he's the lecturer.
Yes.
The way he dresses, his like side part, the weird hairdo. He's a Clark Kent. But then the moment he puts on the fedora and he takes out the whip, he becomes like Indiana Jones, you know, and even his name isn't like his actual name. It's Indiana Jones. It's a superhero name. And there is that sort of like duality, right? He's two different people. Like in the scenes where he's sort of planning his big adventure, he's a completely different person, very like well-mannered and quote unquote decent and, you know, like proper. And then all of a sudden when he goes on these quests, he becomes like, he's a jerk. You know, a lot of times he is a jerk. And he becomes this sort of like hero type person. And I don't know why that's not something that people like attribute to Indiana Jones, but he is a very superhero archetype.
I think because everybody knows good. You know, most of the time with superheroes, there's like a little bit of the duality is unknown to the wider public. But in the case of Indiana Jones, somehow or other, he is just when he's the tweedy, weird professor, you still have girls writing love you on their eyelids. And, you know, but when he's the swashbuckling whatever, everybody's like, yes, oh, I've read your paper. And I'm like, what world are we living in? And so it's just
also
widely accepted.
Also, what archaeologist destroys this many artifacts in his line of work?
He had to get out, guys. How is he supposed to get out of the tomb?
No, but I think I think that therein lies the joys of this kind of stories, right? And maybe I just wasn't in the mood for something like this at this point in time. Raiders in particular, the story, not the character, started feeling like I'd seen many, many versions of this and I wasn't getting what I thought I would out of this story.
I think, like, you know, for me, it was because the last Indiana Jones I saw was Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, God.
So coming back to this was like pure joy. Just watching Indiana Jones, like, in his prime again, doing what he does best, you know, created by the people who love him with the passion for making Indiana Jones. For some reason, I feel like the movie seems to age better the older it gets. Like, coming back to it again and again, I seem to enjoy it more and more, like, every single time.
It's like a holiday for the brain. That's how it feels like for me. I don't have to think about it. I'm just sitting there and reliving all the joys of my childhood, even though I know that we haven't even talked about Jonathan Rhys-Davies playing Salah. You know, so just the names alone should tell you everything you need to know. We're going to come back and continue discussing Raiders of the Lost Ark. It is 40 years old, almost to the day. And we just want to know, have you rewatched it recently? Did you enjoy it? Or, like Sharmila, perhaps, did you enjoy it less? Let us know. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Hello, Marion.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door. So what are you doing here in Nepal?
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. It was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out!
I need one of the pieces your father collected. Bronze piece about this size with a hole in it off center with a crystal.
Come back tomorrow.
Why?
Because I said so, that's why. See you tomorrow, Indiana Jones.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvin. It is Throwback Tuesday. We're taking it back to 1981 and Raiders of the Lost Ark, directed by Steven Spielberg, written by Lawrence Kasdan, based on a story by George Lucas, Philip Kaufman. So one of, I suppose, the all-time great action-adventure films. And I wanted to talk about the 40 years on lens, which only one of us seems to feel keenly. No, but I'm interested in why, because I totally get it. Sharmila was rage texting us about some of the older stuff that hasn't aged that well in Raiders. And intellectually, I agree with you. I think the character of Marion Ravenwood, is your classic damsel in distress. I think casting white actors to play Egyptian people while shooting in Tunisia is a little bit of a stretch. I understand all that. Somehow it really didn't bother me. Maybe because there's like a little thread of bonkersness that runs through Indiana Jones that makes it all make sense.
So you know why Marion Ravenwood bothered me so much? I remember when we threw back to Superman and we talked about Margot Kidder. For some reason, Marion's character here, played by Karen Allen, is almost like how Margot Kidder's Lois Lane could have gone horribly wrong.
They physically resemble each other,
I think.
They
look like each other. They speak similarly. She's got that same spunky, like, take no prisoners approach. And yet she always fails and always needs to be rescued. And you know, at one point they just put her in this dress that gets ripped up. And that seems to be her sole function for the rest of the film.
This was the rage text, everyone, by the way.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think knowing that even in the same period that this film was made, other movies managed to do it better, got me thinking that this could have been way better. She needn't have been so uninteresting and blah. But really, I think the other thing was just all the nameless brown people in the background, which again, I think it really is maybe just the phase I'm in, or maybe the mood I've been in the last couple of days. Those things stood out to me as well. Now, this is coming fully from the person who actually enjoys Temple of Doom, which I will argue is probably much worse in its representations. But somehow I think I forgot that Raiders of the Lost Ark also had them.
For me, I think it was just the cartoon lens. The one conflict I have, though, is that people like Steven Spielberg and to a certain extent George Lucas were called progressive for their time. So I don't know when they do these things, if they are doing it as a form of like social commentary, or if they're doing it because they are ignorant.
Two things. Temple of Doom, we are all Malaysian, first and foremost, of course, but Temple of Doom successfully alienates us all. You know, between Short Round and everybody in the actual villages in Temple of Doom, they successfully just, you know, hit all the marks. But the other thing about the social commentary is, so the thing is, right, sometimes when I watch movies that are clearly made for boys, I do feel alienated by it. It depends. Not always, but sometimes when I know that this is a very masculine film, like the testosterone is just pumping through the whole thing and it's really being told from the point of view of a man through a male character. And there are times it feels alienating because I'm like, you know, if you just spoke to somebody for a second, if you just slowed down and, you know, maybe talked about your plan.
Kathleen Kennedy, she was there.
See what I mean? But yeah. The thing about Indiana Jones, and the reason why I think is because it's just really fun. But if you asked me whether I thought it was social commentary or whether there was anything more thoughtful in there, even an avowed lover of this film, I don't think I would argue that. I think that it is a boy's film made with really a boy's sense of love for an adventure and gross stuff and, you know, just that idea of being able to go out into the world. And that's where a lot of these problems are coming from. And it's just that the movie is fun enough and Indiana Jones is interesting enough for me to just still switch off my brain and go, really doesn't matter, I'm still in it.
No, I think it's a lot that even with all of my reservations about the film, at the end, I was still like, man, Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones is like the perfect casting. Like, who wouldn't want to watch him? I wanted to say, you know what I really loved is how all of his action scenes and all of his fight scenes look like a real person could do them. I really liked it. Mm. You know, whether he's jumping on a Jeep that's, you know, riding down the Tunisian desert or climbing up from a tunnel underground or all of those things, even the fights when people get killed or whatever, they look so real. And I think when I compare that to adventure films today, I loved how it looked impressive, but it also looked real.
I mean, the fact that at one point he takes off his shirt and he doesn't look like Chris Pratt would today if Chris Pratt took off his shirt, that
realism... I thought of Chris Pratt too. Isn't that weird? That's the exact person who came to mind.
I think it's the Star-Lord connection. Yeah. It's the archaeologist, like adventurer, Star-Lord connection. Wasn't someone else supposed to play Indiana Jones in the beginning? Because that's what I kept thinking about watching it this time. Because no one else can do this.
They thought of like Tom Selleck. They thought of Jeff Bridges. And I think they would have been fine. I get where they're coming from. Again, it's a certain type of man. Because I think you need quite a manly man to play Indiana Jones. But I just love Harrison Ford so very much in this role. There's even something about the grumpiness is perfect for the whole... I am smarter than everyone else. I just can't believe I'm going to have to solve this again. Come on. You know, that vibe is so great. He trained with the whip, actually, to a degree that I think he could actually successfully disarm someone, which is why the stunts look the way they do. I wanted to gently say that they don't sound real. And that I also enjoyed quite a bit in a cheesy way, because all the punches and the crashes are really biff, bam, pow. And it just, again, harked back to that nostalgia that I think even in the 80s they were trying to evoke.
And you don't need them to sound real, right? Because you also have that amazing score. I mean, it's John Williams. And we talked about this with Superman as well, that whole operatic background. So every scene, every action scene sounds like you're watching something on stage with this like bombastic music and theme song, but it's great. And I think it all adds to that sense of, Arvind, you said cartoon, and I think it's actually a great comparison because it does all start feeling like it's a forward motion cartoonish experience, not in a bad way, but in a fun adventure kind of way. And I think the music did such a big part in that.
Oh, the music was so good. John Williams loves making like romantic themes for Harrison Ford. Like the theme that he composed here for Indy and Marion is very similar to Han and Leia. Like if you didn't know which was which, you might get confused. And without it, it would have been like 40% less enjoyable than it is.
Just a pro tip, if you are driving to work and you're not sure whether you're going to have the most exciting day at the office, you could do worse than starting your day with the drive to the Indiana Jones theme song. I have done it from time to time and it really works. I also wanted to close off by asking Sharmila a question specifically and then all of us a question generally. So do you think that you are going to feel this way about Temple of Doom and Last Crusade, or is this a kind of phenomenon unique to Raiders of the Lost Ark, this slight loss of love.
So I definitely feel like I need to rewatch them now and see if I feel the same way. And I don't know. I am actually quite sad because I loved Indiana Jones as a kid. I probably still do love him. I don't know whether I necessarily love the movies around him as much.
The thing that I wanted to ask generally is, I don't think we need to talk about Crystal Skull. Are we excited about the next one in 2022?
Oh, he's going to be 80 when he plays like Indy in 2022.
And he got injured playing Han, you know. I have my concerns.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm like super excited. But just don't get him to run. Like, they got him to run and leap over like something in the last movie and it didn't look good. They had to like speed it up and stuff. So as long as you can keep the illusion going, like he's still this superhero, quote unquote, guy who can do all these things with the whip and he puts on the fedora, I'm okay.
I think if they're not going to go down the Crystal Skull route with needing a younger person for him to play off of and all that, then I'm fine. I can deal with an aging indie and set in like a later world and all that. I do not want to have some young whippersnapper like trying to show him up. Yes, I said whippersnapper. I'm 80.
This rewatch has just reminded me that despite all its flaws, the Indiana Jones run of films is among my favorites. So whether it's good or bad, I'll be there in 2022, I think. And so will we all, because we're probably going to review it. All right. So we've been talking today about Raiders of the Lost Ark. Let us know. Watched it before? Planning to watch it again? How do you feel about it? WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.